Conservative Mobile.
Morning, just now pulling out of the driveway.
Driveway.
It starts.
Not anything, but it seems like I'm getting here earlier, and I'm not sure why.
One more red light or just a couple less cars, right?
Yep, that's really all it takes. I mean, to be 10, 15 minutes one way or the other.
That truck are terrible.
This morning. He's doing a pretty good job.
Thing.
If you hadn't have told me, I wouldn't have known the difference, really.
It's on a 290.
That little radio can do, isn't it?
That radio, I can't complain at all about it.
Same way I can't complain about mine. And you're still running the original rubber duck on yours, right?
Susan got me, I don't want to say it's a 771, but it's very similar, different model, it's just a 3-band.
Roger that. Now, like I said, it's doing a good job this morning.
Oh, I can just type in a frequency like at work, you know, the frequency that they use on the HDs. Because like on my Baofeng, I can just, you know, type it in and bam, it's there. And that, but man, I ain't quite figured out how to do it on this thing.
So you, but it depends on how you got your P1 and P2 set up.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go back in and look and see.
With the factory settings, P2 will probably change you over to just VFO. It will not be your memory channels. If it does, then once you get there, you can just enter your frequency on the keypad, and that's it.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
It's running yours with one frequency on display, correct?
With two of them on there, then it just kept switching back and forth, and it just activated.
It's still dual watch, but it's only allowing one to come through, and if you've got it set up that way, usually P1 is what jumps between the two, A and B.
It's hard to check going down the road.
Yeah, I know. I'm not expecting you to keep your eyes on the road.
This should be pouring down rain.
I do, because it sure did last night at the house. My little dog, she was wanting in the bedroom last night.
In the bedroom today if it starts storming, for sure.
Transmission, you got a little scratchy. I still made it out, but I can tell you're back on you were on HD then.
Bit of a bad spot. It's right there by the Zaxby's there in Greer. For whatever reason, there's something definitely in the way there.
Yeah, I noticed that when I go through there also.
Into the drive-thru, you definitely ain't going to get out.
I know there's quite a few places around like that.
You and Eric were talking. I stopped at that red light right there at the Zaxby's, and I didn't realize you guys were talking because the radio was quiet, but then as soon as I pulled off, I could tell that you guys were in mid-conversation.
That's amazing how that happens sometimes, and like on a car you could not hear, but when I'm on the truck where I'm higher up, I can.
Today I saw there was an accident and the interstate was closed up there by the 100.
Not good, but I don't think he's coming in today.
Damn.
He's sleeping in.
A good day for sleeping in, right?
Sorry, I had coming into that intersection there at the QT.
Yeah, been right there.
Come out of the QT, you can't tell if somebody's going into the turning lane or not, or they're turning into the QT. It's just poor design on the intersection.
coming out of QT out of the 290 exit, and then they take a left, travel the wrong way for a while.
See that every time I'm down here.
This thing would work this good riding down the road. Must be the antenna.
Does a pretty good job. I've got mine, and I have the 771, the 19-inch one on mine, and I tell you, it's phenomenal how well it does.
It's a Goya, but it's a slightly different number. I think the 771 is a 2-band, right?
Correct. It's a 2-meter 440.
The one that's in between there.
KO4 HGX. So you got the 2-meter, 220, and 440 on that one.
Sorry, I was in my bad spot.
Put that over and start using a digital side on the repeaters. It's amazing how far it will reach them for sure.
First few times when, when I first was getting started, I hadn't went to them yet. And then I gotta learn all the ins and outs. You know, you gotta, key it up to get connected, and then you gotta press something to unconnect.
Only on certain repeaters and hotspots. There, you don't have to do that on everything.
There's a lot to learn about it.
And it took me a little while, and I'm still learning every day. It's really the capability of that radio is just amazing.
Pretty compact, and it's a really solid radio. It doesn't feel really cheapy like the, Baofeng.
Yeah, and you can tell when somebody's on the Baofeng, when they key the mic, you get that teeny click. The Anytone doesn't have that.
Break down and get my GMRS license, and then that way I can, play a little bit of radio on it with the grandkids.
Everybody ought to have that just for your family radios. That way, it's one license to cover a whole family. You can't beat that.
Yeah. This summer we're going to do some camping and take the grandkids, and it'd be a good thing to just play around with.
This road opened up into the property. Y'all have to go up there and go camping.
And it should be pretty nice up there.
There where it's at, it'll be really cool.
Kids steer.
Perfect.
Had to have a whole new fuel system put on ours.
That's just the way it goes sometimes. I mean, things don't last forever. They are man-made.
How old it is. It doesn't look that old, but when they use it all over the place.
Sure, it's not getting abused and banged into things and running into trees or, that kind of rocks. But it probably has a ton of hours on it where it's just constantly running.
It tracks on it, and the problem is you may drive it, a quarter mile down the road and then go pick up some rock and then go a quarter mile back the other way. So it doesn't take long to wear out, things like that.
And depending on which tracks you got, the how fast they wear out on that asphalt.
Sends out APRS.
You're sending out APRS when you squeeze the PTT?
No, I see it. I got the little red triangle up there, but if I push the P2 and hold it for a second, it'll send out APRS. I think it's a timed event, otherwise.
So when you push the P2 and hold it, is sending out APRS. P2 one time and let off, don't hold it.
Got another red light.
Doesn't do that. That's easy to set it up that way. And I can get with you one day and we can go through that one afternoon or something.
My code plug.
come to that presentation on the 16th?
I thought about it. Maybe. Guys, or they bring their wives?
I really don't know, but I don't see any reason you...
4 golf cart batteries.
Would cost you about, what, $700-$800 now?
Up there on 14, I got the Duracells. They were 110 apiece, and that. But they had some others that were like 160 apiece. But for what we're doing, the Duracells should be fine.
I'm surprised they're not more than that. I was figuring they'd be close to $200 apiece.
Stuff. I can't complain about it. They got some good prices.
I had a buddy of mine get me the Deep Cycle Interstates when I put them in the truck here. He got them to me at his cost, so I couldn't beat that.
Yeah, batteries nowadays are expensive. I know I put a brand new one in the truck, but I went back with a good one. I think it had like a 5-year warranty on it. It's like $220.
It's amazing how things just keep going up and creeping up and creeping up. And there's no end in sight.
The battery was original. I milked it for 8 years.
Sage Gags, you got your money's worth out of that battery. Still there?
It's about a half a mile getting on the interstate here. We'll have to probably take this thing down for a minute.
Have to get set up where you can use your, you get the Bluetooth one, I believe, didn't you? If you did, then you can hook it to your Bluetooth headset and use the PTT button on your thumb. That way you ain't got to hold the radio.
It's in the car. I tried to sync it up to the stereo before. That's a mistake.
Well, it may just need some adjustments where you're getting so much feedback. It's hearing itself on the mic there, so it may need some adjustments in it. But I hook mine to my headset that I use for my cell phone also, and then you can just mash the PTT, and it works great that way.
You get it to come over the speakers, and that. But the problem is that if you continually talking, it works pretty good, but then as soon as you let it drop out for a minute or two, then it doesn't want to reconnect.
That's just something going on with the settings, not wanting to stay connected like that. So maybe we can swing by and take a look at it one day and get with you on it.
All that often, you know, like I was using it in the car just because I was, you know, trying to do the different modes and see what other things I can connect up to. Are you where you can look at APRS?
Pull it up on my cell phone. I'm stopped now. I'm sitting here waiting for them to get here.
It was showing me going down the road. Yeah, it switches to BFO.
Time.
Yeah. CFW, I'm back.
When I get my computer set up, I'll see if I can see you on APRS where you were going in this morning, and I'll let you know.
I did a short push on the B2, and it does go to
BFO. Just do that, and then use the keypad to enter the frequency you want. Just remember, when you enter the frequency that you want, to hit zeros until it stops, and then go from there.
Screen with zeros after it.
Want to go to 146.010. You'll have to hit zero like 2 or 3 more times because it goes out further on the decimal side of things.
Yeah, I may not be able to just type in the frequency only because it's digital. So I think when I do go to BFO, it's going to be analog, right?
You can change it over to digital as long as they're on the same digital format as you are. If they're on... a different digital format, like they're running, let's say D-Star is digital, but DMR is digital. just because you're on the same frequency doesn't mean you'll decode what they're sending.
Talked me through it, and it was a bunch of pushing on the buttons and getting it in there and everything, and it worked fine. I mean, it showed me what other radio was keying up and everything. And then when I went to go back, it's like, damn, I had to call him to get it back.
So you have that. It is DMR, so it's Moto Turbo is what it is, basically. And, but yeah, you could just switch over to digital. And, yeah, you got to go into the settings on the radio to do that. But, I mean, I've got mine with me, so I could walk you through it if you wanted me to.
I just was curious because I just wanted to, you know, one day set it up at the house, see if I could hear, if I could hear it from work. Should be able to.
No, the frequency and the time slot they're on and all that information, then I can build you one and just send you to you in a code plug and you can put it in.
I have to look at it. I know what the send and receive is. I mean, I got it on my computer because I got the license.
That. Well, Ken, you're starting to picket fence pretty bad and lose the repeater, so I guess I'll let you go so you can watch the road and get on into work. I look forward to talking to you this afternoon. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 73's Ken.
Patrick, you have a good one. Yeah, I'm right here at 85 and 26, so you have a good one. I'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW.